Shaquille O'Neal.
Shout out to Shaq.
Great legend.
Yes.
Shout out to Shaq first and foremost, and you know his family. But saw something interesting today. His ex-wife, Shawnee O'Neal.
Yep.
She said that she was never in love with Shaquille O'Neal. Right?
Yeah.
They were married, they have children together. But she said she was never in love with Shaquille O'Neal. And he responded by saying, what did he say? He said, I wouldn't be in love with me either.
I wouldn't have, the version of me, I wouldn't have loved either. Brilliant answer, by the way. When I go through my little breakups, I got to use something like that.
This is multi-leveled, interesting topic to talk about, right? Because I have always said, and people kind of have given me some flack for this, but I always said that a lot of people that get married don't get married out of love. It's a business. If they make educated decision, right?
Yeah.
So it's like from a woman's perspective, they look at it like, okay, this man is going to be a good provider financially, right? He has characteristics that I like in a man. He's going to be a good father. I'm able to tolerate him, right? Like, you start to rationalize things and you say, okay, this is the person that I want to be with. From a man's perspective, they could look at it like, she's going to be faithful, right? I could trust her.
Yeah,
she's going to be a good mom.
Yep.
She could take care of the house. She has a great career. Financially, she's financially stable. She has so much going for herself, right? And then they make a rational decision and they get married. That's not always the case, but that does happen, right? So I just thought that it was interesting to hear her say this at that level, right? To say that she never was in love with him at all. That would go back to support my theory, right? That at some point in time, she made an educated decision that he's Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, I don't have to
say. As long as you don't know, Shaq was a mega star.
Yeah. So what's your take on this?
Oh, that's tough because like her. Well, my first thought was, she's married. So Keon, Pastor Keon, from my hometown. So I'm gonna tread lightly. But this is what you should say if you are married to somebody else.
Is it? Is it? I mean, I don't know what's going on
in their personal.
From a maturity standpoint, if I loved somebody, if I was in love with somebody 10 years ago, I don't think the current person that I'm in love with should feel a way about that. Right?
I have no personal, I don't know any inside information with their relationship, but not all men can handle that. Fellas, if your wife tells you, yo, I'm still in love with my ex and you got to watch him with Ernie and Kenny and Charles every night, you're not going to feel a way? A lot of men will feel a way. So I think she was, would I be bothered if this was said to me? Yes. Because, like, we got kids, we're together. But so I think there has to be some grace in what is said publicly. But once again, I don't know what she may be going through in her personal life and with her husband, family. Shout out to y'all. Love y'all dearly. I want no issues when I go to the Galleria. But from Shaq's perspective, I think it's a brilliant answer, yo. Drake may have not had the best replies in his beef, but Shaq had the best reply for this breakup, to take responsibility, to not, you know, snap back at her, not to be upset, to say, hey, I probably wouldn't have loved me either. And if he's talked about it, he has some pain of regret for not doing the right things in the relationship. But I think it was in poor taste to say that. But once again, I don't know what's going on in her home situation, so.
Hit the like button and share, ladies and gentlemen. Blackout, we are live. Actually, yes.
If this was you, how would you handle it though?
If I was Shaq?
Yep. I mean, give me the real.
No, I mean, what can you do at that point in time? You charge it to the game, right? Like, it's already happened. It's 20 years down the line. You know, my thing is.
Been divorced that long? 15 years, 20 years?
Probably. I mean, my thing has always been, I wish you the best. I wish you the best. God bless.
When people say that, do they mean it though? That's a kind fuck you. Like, put it in chat. I wish you well. And you, come on.
I wish you well. God bless.
God bless you.
Hope all is well. You know, I wish you nothing but success. Because, you know, I just think. But like I said, I think that we have to start having honest conversations about the role of love in marriage. Because You could be deeply in love with a drug dealer. That might probably that's probably not the best person to choose as your husband, right?
Yeah.
Or you could be deeply in love with a stripper. That might not be your number one choice.
Shouldn't be.
Depending if you
shout to the ballerinas, but not I.
Not I said
you don't want a leaderboard for me. Me too.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.